that, you know, I think people, I tell you what I was thinking. I looked at, I can see my neighbors. My neighbors have a TV room. If I'm in the kitchen, I can look in there. And this guy, he's a lawyer. Both of them are lawyers. And he was wearing a shirt. He was wearing a tie-dye shirt. And I said, my God, do you know that? That's something else, you know? And I was thinking about so many things that, you know, the hippies were known for, music and tie-dye and all that kind of stuff. Really, in some ways, I think as period went on, the number of things that define them got smaller and smaller.
Well, so many things got co-opted. Listen
co-opted.
To speech now. I go perfectly, absolutely 100% straight folks will go, and he just really freaked out about this, or he got turned on to so-and-so. And I'm going, you know where those phrases came from?
Right. But you know, when we look through the bird to do the exhibit, which was a fantastic experience, what did we find? We found everything. I mean, everything. Bicycles, sprouts, sprouting sprouts, you know, organic food, chemical stuff and chemical fertilizer stuff. Everything, a counterculture was just defined. And I'm not saying that it was original stuff. It wasn't original. I don't think it was original.
Yeah, no.
But it was like, basically, this is where I've come to, is the bird really introduced the whole region to counterculture thinking. I mean, I think we put our spin on it. Like, remember Ann Perry and her bicycles? Remember Ann and Perry? Ann and Tom Perry, they went all over on their bicycles, and they went to all these bicycle articles. Well, 30 years later, now people are into bicycles, right?
Mm-hmm.
All those things, and a lot of it, the counterculture stuff came from the West Coast.
Yeah.
It really did, but people here got into it, and so it was really defined against, you know, what we considered corporate culture, except corporate culture has really took off in the last 30 years. So, I mean, we talked about it, but boy, we've had a heavy dose of corporate culture. I'm like, I could never believe. It was so amazing. But all that stuff we talked about, we introduced, we sent it out. Not original, we didn't mention, I don't think we were original. I don't think there's anything we did that was original.
Just brought things back. Well, I think that's the same way like the Whole Earth Catalog. It wasn't new stuff, but it like brought things back to people's attention, that resources that they weren't aware of, or that it wasn't exactly advertised to new kids coming up when you wanted to try to find out about different points of view. Nobody taught you how to find that sort of stuff.
Right. I mean, Rodale. Remember Rodale?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, have you ever read anything about him? He and his wife, I mean, they were doing that turnover farming, no-plow farming, and all that organic stuff way a long time ago.
Yeah, a woman that lived in a house with me, Eve Haley, seriously into that. And she, when she was still in high school, trying to grow by those routines and
nasturtiums and marigolds and all that stuff. And that's really not, there was nothing that we did that was new. I think it really was a back to the earth, and it was anti-waste and, you know, a wholesome living type of, expanded through the culture. I think that's what we were trying to do, was to define all that. But I think also that the hippie movement, like, so, because Atlanta was such a mecca for kids, you know, they just came from every place. And they, you know, they had undefined politics, but they knew that they didn't want to live like their parents.
Right.
Well, having walked into this conversation, I'm sitting here like reeling. Where did all this come from? And what implanted in our brains that we took those paths? I remember growing up just never feeling quite that comfortable, you know, in the situations I was in. But then when I found the hippies, I was perfectly at home.